From National Public Radio and South Carolina ETV Radio, welcome to the Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert. This is set two from that special evening at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Coming up this hour, you'll hear music by John Pizzarelli, Dina DeRose, and Cedar Walton, just to name a few. We'll kick off this set with a parade of jazz piano masters. Each represents a different generation, and each has his own distinct stylistic approach. But they all have one very important thing in common. They've all been guests on Piano Jazz. Taking the stage now is one of the many young pianists who first met a national audience through Piano Jazz. This is Taylor Eisty.
I just wanted to take 2 seconds to say that I've been listening to Piano Jazz since I was 9 years old, and so I've made it through about half of the episodes. But Marion is such an inspiration, and it's a true honor to be involved, to have been on her show before, and to be in this incredible night. And it's a rare event to hear so many different diverse pianists and all of that. So I'm just very happy to be here. I'm going to play a song that I played with Marion on her show once, and it's Stompin' at the Savoy.
Thank you.
Taylor Eichsti with the modern interpretation of Stompin' at the Savoy. Up next, it's one of today's jazz masters and two-time piano jazz alum. This is Cyrus Chestnut with Blame It on My Youth. Blame It on My Youth, from the bluesy moods of Cyrus Chestnut. Now to the bop stylings of piano legend Cedar Walton. Here's his version of Billy Strayhorn's Daydream. Cedar Walton with Billy Strayhorn's Daydream, winding up that opening procession of pianists from the Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert. There are many more musicians prepared to take the stage here at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, so stay tuned. Our program is made possible in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Charles Osgood. And this is the 30th anniversary concert for Piano Jazz. Up next, we have a performer who expertly pairs her expressive vocals with swinging piano playing. Here's Dina DeRose with East of the Sun.
Thank you. East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We'll build a lovely way, dear, living on love and pale moonlight, just you and I. Forever and a day. Love will not die, 'cause we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars, we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the moon. East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear. Near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We'll build a lovely way, dear, living on love and pale moonlight. Just you and I. Love will not die, 'cause we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars, we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. east of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the moon. East of the sun. Thank you very much.
Dina DeRose performing East of the Sun. And up next, the effortless mastery of pianist Kenny Werner. Here he is with his version of Somewhere from West Side Story. Somewhere from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, with inspired elaboration by pianist Kenny Werner. Kenny is a master of improvisation. In fact, he literally wrote a book on the subject. We'll have a few more chapters in this set of music from the 30th anniversary piano jazz concert in just a minute. You can find set lists, photos, and exclusive audio from this elegant evening at Dizzy's on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Charles Osgood, and you're listening to Piano Jazz from NPR. Piano jazz has long been a showcase for the best young players on the jazz scene. The 18-year-old saxophonist Grace Kelly continued that tradition when she made her debut on the show just last year. Here's Grace to introduce the host of Piano Jazz, Marianne McPartland.
So, I just wanted to say it's a complete honor to be here tonight. It's very, very exciting for me, and I'm about to introduce to you a woman whose music is just so beautiful, as you all know, and to me personally, just so elegant, and it just really just shines through. I've been listening to piano jazz for a while and discovered lots of new artists from that program and never thought that I would be on it or being able to play with her. And I also wanted to say that she is just the coolest person. Off air, on air, she's so funny, she's so cool, and when we were talking on the telephone, I didn't tell her, but she totally brightened up my day, just chatting. So please welcome Miss Marianne McPartland.
Thank you. Thank you, Grace. That's a wonderful intro. What are we going to play?
We are going to play Caravan.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Exit Grace Kelly and enter singer Karen Allison, here to perform one of Marianne's originals.
This is a song, another song, that Marianne wrote with lyrics written by Margaret Jones, called There'll Be Other Times. The thrill in ecstasy, each precious memory will live again when you come back to me. This love of ours will never die. It's not goodbye. It's not goodbye. Not goodbye.
Karen Allison performing There'll Be Other Times with the song composer Marianne McPartland. And there'll be more music in just a minute Our program is made possible by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Charles Osgood, and this is Piano Jazz. Set two of this Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert winds up with another all-star collaboration, guitarist John Pizzarelli and his brother and bassist Martin Pizzarelli. They're joined by legendary pianist, gentleman John Bunch. Here they are doing Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
Dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard an "Oh, beg your pardon." Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed dream. The music started, and was I the perplexed one? Held my breath and said, "May I have the next one?" In my frightened arms, polka dots and moonbeams sparkled round a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we glided over the floor. Questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the words ever after, and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss my pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we glided over the floor. Questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage built of lies and laughter, I know the meaning of the words it's ever, ever after. And I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss my pug-nosed dream. Oh, sweet and lovely lady, be good. Lady, be good to me. I am so awfully misunderstood. So, lady, be good to me. Oh, won't you please have some pity? I'm all alone in this big city. Such a lonesome babe in the wood. Lady, be good to me. Understood. So, lady, be good to me. Oh, won't you please have some pity? I'm all alone in this big city. Yes, I'm such a lonesome lady, babe in the wood. Lady, be good.
Thank you very much.
Vienna's Don Bunch and the fabulous Pizzarelli Brothers, Brother John on guitar and Brother Martin on bass, with their version of Lady Be Good. A swinging ending to this second set of music from the stage at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. I'll meet you back here next week for the third and final installment of music from the Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert. For NPR and South Carolina ETV Radio, I'm Charles Osgood. Thanks for listening to this special, Piano Jazz.
The Piano Jazz producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Associate producer, David Lyon.
Recording engineer Duke Marcos. Assistant engineer Jeff Rothman. Mastering engineer David Mitchell. Audio assistant Dale Anderson. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Special thanks to Todd Barkin and the staff at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. If you wish to email us, our address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website at pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll find a link to our free weekly Piano Jazz preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine. Since 1970, helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available on newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.